Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Sure, Steve. It's 2411-3201-0054-4138.
Sorry, it was 2411-3201. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull up your file real quick. Okay, is this Barlow Brothers?
Yes.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
Curtis Barlow.
Curtis Barlow. Okay. And what's your position with the company? Are you the owner?
Yes, I'm the president.
Oh, president. Okay, perfect. And do you just have a good phone number, just in case we get disconnected?
828-308-2022.
Perfect. All right, so I'm going to confirm the information that we have on file here and answer any questions, okay, that you might have after this. If you could just verify the address for me.
It's 3811 Heddlebrook Trail. North Carolina 28168.
Perfect. And then do you have the company phone number?
I'm sorry?
The company phone number? If you know that one.
Still, I didn't understand.
That's all right. That's okay. The company phone number?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. 828-312-3819.
Perfect. Okay. And your email?
It's Barlow, B-A-R, L-O-W-E-C at bellsouth.net.
Perfect. Okay. And how do you structure your company? Is it LLC, S-Corp?
Yeah, it's an LLC. Yeah, okay. We are an S-Corp too, but we are an LLC.
Okay. And just one more. Just how long have you guys been in business for?
I'm sorry.
That's all right. How long have you guys been in business?
26 years.
Oh, very nice. All right, so you know we have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction.
I'm sorry, someone was calling in on my phone here. I took it in my other ear.
That's okay. No worries. Sometimes we have a bad connection here, too. What I was saying is that we have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction.
Yeah, I've got a couple of loans outstanding, and I'd like to roll everything into one. And in your letter that I got, what really attracted me, I guess, was you have an option for a 3-year, up to 3 years unsecured loan, or a 5-year mm-hmm. secured loan,
mm-hmm.
and possibly roll everything into one, and you know, go for one of those two terms. I guess is what I was really interested in.
Okay, well, that's totally something that we can do. Let me ask you this. How much are you looking for?
Probably about 150.
150? Okay. Now, is that how much you want, or is that how much you need?
Well, that would definitely help out my business situation with paying off the two loans and then giving us a little, giving some capital out to get some jobs going that we've got pending right now.
Oh, very nice. What kind of jobs are they?
We do high-end residential custom homes. That's really our expertise. But we also do light commercial work. And we've got a commercial church job that's getting ready to break ground. And I'm going to tell you this. Typically, how when we start a job, it's typically 6 to 8 weeks before we can make an advance
mm-hmm.
draw off of a project that has to be, the monies has to be allocated in percentages of completion. So we have to front that 6 to 8 weeks of material and labor to get to that point before we can replenish our cash flow.
Oh yeah. I actually deal with a lot of construction companies, so I know a lot of them actually get paid on the net 60s, net 90 sometimes too. That's crazy. So yeah, I totally
Well,
understand where you
after
come from.
the initial 6 to 8 weeks, process, we invoice every 30 days after that. So, but it's just that initial startup that we have to front the project, with materials and labor.
Okay. All right. How are your sales looking? Are you guys up or down from last year?
Well, we're probably right on track for a little better than last year, and the last 2 months, last 3 months, construction has definitely picked up across the country.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. Just out of curiosity, what are your gross annual sales? What did you guys do last year?
We did right at $1 million last year. I think just under $1 million last year.
Okay. And you guys are on track to make that same, or are you guys gonna be a little bit above?
Yeah, I think we'll be that or a little above it.
Okay. Perfect, man. You guys are growing a little bit,
Yeah,
right? It's always good. Okay. When were
been in
you?
it for 26 years. We've seen the highs and the lows.
I bet. I mean, 2008 was pretty rough, I'm sure.
Yeah, back in 2007, that was the worst I've ever seen it since I've been in business.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, you guys made it though, right? Still in
Oh
business.
yeah, oh
Well, there
yeah,
you go. See? Doing something right.
right.
Cool. So you said you had two jobs pending. You said the commercial church jobs. How long is that
Yeah,
job going to take?
it'll take us probably about 8 months.
8 months to complete?
Yeah, and then
Is that
with
for?
the other job I was speaking of, we've got a high-end custom residential home that's getting
Oh,
ready
nice.
to get started.
Very nice. How high end? I'm just curious.
It's going to be a it's probably going to be between 500,000 and 600,000 home.
Oh, very cool. Nice. Yeah, actually, the reason I asked that was just because my father actually he did a lot of homes up in Colorado, like Vail and stuff like that. So he would, when I was a little kid, he would always take me out there and show me these huge mansions. So it's kind of cool. But
Yeah, I'll
perfect.
tell you
Yeah.
that's probably a down payment for out there, right?
Oh my gosh, man. Some of those, what I can remember, I just, everything's bigger when you're a little kid, but I mean,
Yeah.
those were huge. But
Yes. Yep. Yeah,
cool.
we've done some homes up the. I guess our signature home that we've done was 2.5 million, but
Yeah.
in our area, that's a big home.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, out in North Carolina. Yeah, I gotcha. How'd you get into the business?
No, we're second generation. My father was in construction, and we kind of followed in his footsteps. And I worked for him for 10 years, and then he decided to retire, and kind of closed his business part of it. But he specialized in church construction, and of course, he started out building homes as well. But so we're getting some of the bleed over of 40 years of him being in business from the church construction side. And so that's been a another addition to our company as well. So we're
Oh,
second
right on.
generation.
Hey, well, there you go. That's interesting. You say church construction, is that like just a completely different kind of construction?
It's basically new church. We work through an architect. It's a design build through an architect, and the church is basically the local architect that we work with. He has been in business for and him and his father have been in business for a lot. He's been in business following his father's footsteps, but his specialty is church construction architectural. And so my dad partnered with him 40 years ago, and
Oh, wow.
so anything that comes through that architect as far as church
Hey,
construction,
Noel, this is Tyler over at the
we're the
Mason
first one
Project
on that he
Finance
gives
team.
us a call, and we pretty much have a de
I
we
think you're
take it from
doing
that
good.
point to a design
Just wanted
build
to
through
circle
that
back here and
architect.
give you a nice coke a little over 2 months ago. Interesting. Talked to a finance That's
officer
pretty good.
around that time,
Okay. and kind of wanted to circle back and All right,
see how
and
things are going and see if any needs
now
are
you said you're trying to pay off these two loans. What kind of loans are they?
Well, they were started out as an ACH, as a daily, and we have recently rolled them into a weekly, but I'd like to just, you know, like I said before, what really caught my eye was in your letter that I received was a term loan for, you know, and probably a 3-year loan is what I would be more interested in, just to, you know, if we could somehow work out the 150 or, you know, somewhere around that number, and pay these two off, have a 3-year loan, that'd be awesome.
Okay. Is ACH, that's just one of them, or is that both of them?
I'm sorry?
On that, those two loans, is the ACH both of those loans, or is it just one of them?
Well, ACH is a daily payment, is what I would refer to.
Oh, okay.
It was coming out of our checking account on a daily payment.
Okay.
And then we were able to negotiate with them to, since we've been paying on them for a good, you know, good little while, we were able to negotiate to roll them into a weekly payment instead of a daily.
Uh-huh. Do you happen to know the balances on those? Estimated?
Yeah, the it's probably around $65,000 for the both of those, $65,000, $68,000, somewhere around there.
Okay. And now, is that, are they under one loan, like one payment loan, or is it two separate loans?
Two separate loans, yes.
Okay. Do you know the breakdown of it, like what per loan is, do you think?
I do. One of them is, hang on, this is this.
Sure.
One of them is for around $51,000, and the other one is around $16,000.
Okay, perfect. Now, the $51,000, who is that through?
Evolution Capital.
Evolution Capital, okay. And the other one?
Is American Funding.
American Funding. Okay. Now, when you took those out, what was the, how much did you take out in the beginning?
Evolution was $112,000, I believe.
Okay.
With the total. And American Funding was like $28,500, I guess, somewhere around there.
Okay. Do you know the total payback?
That would be the total payback, yeah.
Oh, that's the total payback? Okay. Okay, and that's the perfect. Do you happen to know what the daily payments were or the weekly payments?
Yeah, the Evolution was $662.
That was daily?
And then American Funding was $322, I think.
$322. Both daily, right? Okay. Perfect. So $150. Okay. So I know you said you wanted the $150. What I always do, this is what I used to tell everybody, I'm going to qualify you for the largest amount possible and for the longest term possible. That way, we get the best deal, and then we can work back from there. So even if you get approved for, you know, way more than what you're looking for, you don't have to take all of that. What you can do, though, is just take what you want. You know what I mean? But the best way to do it is just get you qualified for it. I know what you're looking for, so that way that's good. But we can, like I said, largest amount and longest term. That's the best way to do it. You said 1.1 this year. It's pretty good. Sorry, I'm just taking some hand notes here. When do you need it by?
Well, I would say I'd like to, if we can work everything out, you know, sometime next week would be great.
Perfect. Okay, so pretty fast. Okay, so that's definitely doable. Now, when it comes to credit, how would you rate your credit? Do you think you're good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I'm probably around 670.
670? Okay. That's perfect. I mean, we know we work kind of tiers A to D, so that's totally fine. And you know that the unsecured one that you're looking at, the 3-year loan, that one is normally, you know, it's more based off of sales. I mean, credit has a little part in it. We do have to take a look at it, but it's just based off your sales, and your sales are amazing. So that's really good. Just for my own, how do your bank statements look? Do you have good cash flow in, good cash flow out? Any NSFs or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Have you looked anywhere else for financing?
No, not really.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And so let's say you get these two loans paid off. Do you have like a return on your investment, or like how soon would you see that? Because I know you're pretty much using it for like a bridge loan, aren't you? Or actually you're paying off some loans and then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, basically, you know, these two projects that we have coming.
Mm-hmm.
Would pretty much take care of what we would borrow if it was 150.
Okay, so, perfect. All right.
Within a year's time, we would be able to take care of, you know, the 150.
Okay. I don't know if I asked you this.
That's, I guess, a question, too, that I have. Is there any penalty for, if, let's say, it was set up in 3 years, is there a penalty for paying it off early?
No, not at all. Actually, we give you a discount for doing that. So that's
okay,
the nice thing. So, you know, longer term, you know, if you want to pay it faster, sooner, that's perfectly up. That's totally up to you. So there's no penalty like that. And I don't like how other banks give you a penalty for doing that. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I asked, how much are you going to make off of these two jobs that are coming up here soon?
Well, we typically make... it's the 150 to be taken care of in these two jobs. Let me put it that way.
Okay. Enough said. All right. Well, let's do this, Curtis. Let's do. I'll send you an email. Our paperwork is very light. You don't take credit cards or anything for payments or anything, do you?
No.
Probably not. Okay. Perfect. So the whole thing on the email, it'll be just the one page application that will be attached to the email. Fill it out, get that over to me. The 2015 tax return, and just your recent 6 months of bank statements.
Okay.
Okay. And then also because of these two loans that you have out, if you can get me just the loan contract of those, like the first page that shows like the breakdown of it, like the how much you took out, the balance and things like that.
Okay.
And that should be it.
Okay.
All right, and then get that back to me, because I know you said you want it by, you know, next week, and that's the nice thing is that I'm actually meeting with my underwriters today, so, you know, I can probably push your file up faster. So, yeah, you think you'd be able to get that back to me today?
Yeah, I should be able to.
Okay, perfect. I'll be on the lookout for that. I'll send you the email. Just let me verify your email one more time. BarlowEC@bellsouth.net.
Got it.
All right. So I'll send you an email in about, you know, you should get it in about 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay, Steve, I appreciate it.
All right, Curtis. Well, you have a wonderful day, and we'll be in touch, right? I'll follow up with you. If I don't hear back anything from you today, I'll just touch base with you tomorrow.
Very good. Thanks, sir.
All right, Curtis. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.